As I am a writer and poet of my time, and a painter of wonderful landscapes, an observer of life as I sketch this scene and capture its presence, marking it down as I look upon its grandeur, to note the changes over the passing time, retaining the details as they occur, as we look back on its early beginnings from a few hundred years before, on this autumnal August morning, with a cold nip in the air and your coloured leaves on the ground all around. As St. John's proudly sat high on the hill, as it was when it was built in its splendour all those years ago, a statement to its townsfolk and those in neighbouring villages of a market town open for business, and here to come and worship. When you come to town, the bells rang out to welcome all. Where the wooden slat windows of 1623 still charmingly sit in its spired bell tower, with the tiniest of windows, just as it was built all those years ago, even with its new features of a huge weather vane on top of its spire that would have been wooden, and with the original roof that too rotted long ago, its new adornments looking well amongst its old. The church's gold clock face faces into Bromsgrove town, as the church with its old lych gate and steps of 48 coming down into its town was built, and then the town was built around. The church, with its random windows of differing sizes, so of its time, as they put in what they could to get in as much light as they were able, as they had no such architects as we have today, with all of their symmetrical evenness and correctness, just a needing of things at the time. Its giant Saxon oak double doors, with its retained features belaying its years of quaintness, with the wrought iron fastenings, studwork, and gold roses on the doors. I can imagine myself being carried back to that time, as I study these doors that were the style of all the doors in those times. These doors would be on the stone cottages three in a row, on huge double-gated coach houses that line down the hill below, on the houses out on the dirt road where the lesser town folk travelled, with their horses and carts bringing their animals to buy or sell at market. Butcher's shops line the streets, they stop to have their meat carved up, and with taverns everywhere to lay the thirst of travellers while they waited, where they gave praise at church, then went back home on their horse and carts, laden with their wares of purchased goods and their slaughtered beasts. The church at the heart of its town, for all to receive its blessings and get on with life's strifes, as was the way in the days of old. The church, then, was open day and night, for all who needed sanctuary, who did not need to pay, except for registry of births and deaths, as they would have had to stay to have a burial in the old church grounds before returning home again. A wedding with no planning, and a christening of their babes. A church wasn't just for Sundays as we know it is today. All churches of old England retained, as they were built for all to see, within its realm, in glorious countryside of England's lands, so rural in its fields of vivid green, while it retains its classic countryside look, still of old, with its quintessential old hedgerows and unkempt hills of grassy knolls. A humble resident to record its score, transcribing it as it was then in the past, and how it stands today in the presence, written word on beautiful art of St. John's Church, written by Cassie Shipley Jenkins in the year 2022.